This is Chicago WMAQ.
We take you now to the stage of the Tower Theater in Kansas City, where Vitamins Plus, the multiple vitamin product recommended by Vicks, makers of Vicks Vapronol and Vicks VapoRub, presents Dr. IQ, the mental banker.
Presenting Dr. IQ. Vitamins Plus brings you another half hour of fun with your genial master of wit and information, Dr. IQ, the mental banker. There are thousands upon thousands of you listening in tonight who are taking vitamins because you are tired, nervous, or irritable, losing your precious sparkle and energy, or feeling older than your years and looking as half alive as you feel. Now, if you're one of these people suffering from vitamin shortage, if you are taking a vitamin product containing one, two, three, or more vitamins, try Vitamins Plus, because Vitamins Plus gives you six all-important vitamins you must have to enjoy good, vigorous health. When you take Vitamins Plus, you get the benefits of all these six essential health-giving vitamins, A and B, C, B1, G, and niacin. And Vitamins Plus gives you even more, additional elements of the B complex and iron. Now, if you are taking a vitamin product containing one, two, three, or more vitamins, or if you need to take vitamins, try fortifying your daily diet with Vitamins Plus. Start taking only two tiny capsules of Vitamins Plus just once a day. Then see if you don't soon enjoy renewed energy, a renewed interest in life. See if you don't feel better, and as a result, look better. You can now get a box of Vitamins Plus for only 75 cents. Be sure to ask for it by name, Vitamins Plus. Remember, life begins with Vitamins Plus. Now, here is that wise man with a friendly smile and a cash for your correct answers, Dr. IQ. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Anthony. And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My assistants are stationed throughout the audience with portable microphones to enable members of the theater audience to remain in their seats while answering the questions I ask from the stage. And now may I introduce my assistants. Webb Whitmer on my right downstairs.
Thank you, Doctor.
Fred Weingarten in the center aisle downstairs.
Thank you, Doctor.
John Yost on my left downstairs.
Thank you, Doctor.
Pat Dunn in the right balcony.
Thank you, Doctor.
Ken Barton in the center balcony.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thompson Holtz in
the
left
Doctor.
Balcony. And so to our first contestant on tonight's program from Kansas City, and we call on Webb Whitmer on my right downstairs.
I have a lady, Doctor.
$17 silver to that lady for this one. In America, we record the date of a treacherous attack on Pearl Harbor by the Japanese as December 7th, 1941. Because of the position of the international dateline, what date is recorded by the inhabitants of the Philippine Islands as being the date of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor? Was it December 6th, the 7th, or the 8th?
The 8th.
The 8th of December. Pay that lady $17 silver.
Your name and address, please.
Mrs. O.O. Kiefer, Lake Houston, Parkville, Missouri.
Thank you. Congratulations as our first winner on tonight's program from Kansas City, Missouri, and it's Fred Weingarten in the center aisle downstairs.
I have a lady, Doctor.
Up to June 1st, only four men in the United States held a Golden Sea Award. I'll give you $28 silver if you can tell me what occupation a person must be in to win a Golden Sea Award.
No pumping, please.
Navy?
In the Navy? No, I'm sorry. I think you'd find it in gliding. The glider must fly 185 miles and reach an altitude of 10,000 feet in motorless planes, the award being made by the Soaring Society. But a box of vitamins plus to that lady, and two tickets for next week's production of Power Theater in Kansas City, Missouri. John Yost on my left downstairs.
I have a gentleman, Doctor.
1 month ago, President Roosevelt merged the OGR, the COI, and the OFF with the OEM's Division of Information into a single Office of War Information. This new office is headed by a man who has been a newspaper man for more than a decade and a well-known and respected radio news analyst for the last 4 years. I'll give you $21 silver if you can tell me his name.
Elmer Davis.
Elmer Davis, $21 silver to that gentleman.
Your name and address, please.
William J. McGuirk, 4935 Truce, Kansas City.
Thank you. Congratulations as our second winner on tonight's program. Now, Pat Dunn in the right balcony.
I have a gentleman in the standing audience, Doctor.
One of the architectural wonders of the world is a marble structure known as the Leaning Tower of Pisa. I'll give that gentleman in the standing audience $15 silver if he can tell me within two how many stories high this famous Italian building is.
5 seconds, please. No problem.
16.
16. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not quite within two. I think you'd find it 8. 8 stories high. But a box of vitamins. Luck to that gentleman. And 2 tickets for next week's production here at the Tower Theater in Kansas City. Now we go to Ken Barton in the center balcony.
I have a young lady here, Doctor.
In the popular childhood story of Peter Rabbit, besides Peter Rabbit himself, there were 3 other youngsters in the family. I'll give you $9 silver if you can recall their names.
Fluffy.
All right.
Mopsy.
All right.
And,
Flopsy, Mopsy, and...
Popsy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think you'd find it Flopsy, Mopsy, and Cottontail. But you got 2 of them, so $6 to that young lady.
Joan Sue Reed, 208 East Miami, Paola, Kansas.
Thank you. Congratulations, and thanks for being with us tonight. Now, Thompson Holst in the left balcony.
I have a gentleman, Doctor.
$27 silver to that gentleman for this one. 2 years ago, when a two-ocean navy for the United States was first planned, 560,000-ton capital ships went into the blueprint stage as the bulwark of the bill. The bill has been changed somewhat, and as it now stands, it practically calls for a 5-ocean navy. Can you tell me how many capital ships, that is, battleships, the bill now proposes to be constructed?
None.
The bill now provides the steel that was to go into the capital ships be used for aircraft carriers, cruisers, and smaller ships. $27 silver to that gentleman.
Your name and address, please.
Gene Southard, Abilene, Kansas.
Thank you. Congratulations and thanks for being with us tonight. Now, Webb Whitmer on my right downstairs.
I have a private in the Signal Corps, Doctor.
$16 silver to that soldier for this one. 16 ounces make a pound. How many fluid ounces does it take to make a pint? No problem.
8.
8. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I think you'd find it 16. 16 fluid ounces to a pint. But a box of vitamins plus to that soldier and 2 tickets for next week's production here at the Tower Theater in Kansas City. Fred Weingarten of Center Isle downstairs.
I have a sailor here, Doctor.
For tonight's program, the clues for our biographical sketch of a famous personality were sent in by Mr. Leland C. Dasher, Rural Route 4, Lincoln, Illinois. The judges could choose only the single answer they felt was presented in the most interesting manner, but since a number of you suggested the same personality to makers of Vitamins Plus are sending a box of Vitamins Plus to each of the other contestants sending in his sketch last week before midnight Thursday on the personality chosen for tonight. For using his information, Vitamins Plus is sending Mr. Dasher a check for $250. Now, if you, sir, can correctly identify the personality I'm describing after the first clue is given, I'll pay you $75 silver. Of course, the longer it takes you to identify him, the less your award. But if your award decreases, we will add all that you missed to the $250 Mr. Dasher will receive. Are you ready now for clue number one?
Ready, Doctor.
$75 silver to that sailor if he gets it. He was born November 30th, 1874. His grandfather was the Duke of Marlborough, and his mother was the daughter of an American newspaper publisher. No prompting, please. Here's your first clue.
All right, Doctor.
Oh, I'm sorry. $60 upon graduation from Sandhurst, England's West Point. He entered the Army for 2 years. While serving on the front lines in Cuba, India, and the Sudan, he gathered valuable material for 2 brilliant books. That's your second clue. 5 seconds. No prompting, please.
I don't know.
All right, $50. While serving as a lieutenant and newspaper correspondent during the Boer War, he deliberately jumped train in order to help some wounded soldiers escape. He was imprisoned by the Boers, but made a daring escape.
Mitchell?
No, thanks for trying. $40. After returning to England, he was elected to the House of Commons in 1900. He has been in and out of English politics ever since, sometimes as a conservative and sometimes in the Liberal Party. No prompting, please.
I don't know. That's...
All right, the next clue pays $30. During the First World War, he was First Lord of the Admiralty until he was ousted in 1915 because of his politics, because of his policies. Then going on frontline duty as a lieutenant colonel, he once again covered himself with glory. 5 seconds, please.
I still don't know.
Oh, $25. Since then, he has returned to politics and held such important posts as head of the Colonial Office, Minister of Munitions, and Chancellor of the Exchequer. $25. No prompting.
All right, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. $20. In 1940, after Chamberlain's policy of appeasement had so dismally failed, he was made Prime Minister of England. His driving spirit led Britain to a dogged recovery after the disaster at Dunkirk.
Churchill.
All right, Prime Minister Winston Churchill. 20 silver dollars to that sailor.
Your name and address, please. N.B. Prim, Nevada, Missouri.
Thank you. Congratulations and 20 silver dollars to that sailor. Consequently, 305 silver dollars will be sent to Mr. Leland C. Dasher of Rural Route 4, Lincoln, Illinois, for sending in the winning sketch on Prime Minister Winston Churchill. A box of vitamins plus will be sent to each of you also sending in a sketch on Prime Minister Churchill last week before midnight Thursday. If you would like to enter our biographical contest, simply send in a brief sketch of a famous personality with the front page of the booklet you will find inside any box of Vitamins Plus. And don't forget, you can now get a box of Vitamins Plus for only 75 cents. The judges will select the most interesting entry sent in this week, from which Dr. IQ will formulate the clues and award the winning contestant $250. We will add to that $250 whatever amount the theater contestant fails to win from a $75 award in trying to identify the personality. All entries become the property of Vitamins Plus, and the decision of the judges will be final. Entries must be postmarked not later than midnight Thursday to be eligible for the following broadcast. And remember, each week is a separate contest. Entries sent in prior to this week are not eligible for this week's contest. Address your entries to Dr. IQ, 919 North Michigan, Chicago, Illinois. And remember, when you ask for Vitamins Plus by that name, you get the six important vitamins A and D, C, B1, G, niacin, additional elements of the B complex, and also iron. Now, here is Dr. IQ.
Thanks, Alan C. Anthony. Back to our question. John, your son, my left downstairs.
I have a lady, Doctor.
To a sailor in the United States Navy, an ash can means something else besides a receptacle for ashes. I'll give you 12 silver dollars if you can tell me what an ash can means in sailor slang.
No prompting, please. 5 seconds. An ash can.
Oh, you got me now.
Oh. You want to try?
I don't know much about the Navy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think you find an ash can is a depth charge. Because of the shape, it's called an ash can. A depth charge or a depth bomb. But a box of Vitamins Plus to that lady. And 2 tickets for next week's production here at the Tower Theater in Kansas City. Our Pat down in the right balcony.
I have a lady, Doctor.
$125 United States war bond for the answer to this one. What agency of the government is specifically charged with the protection of the life of the President of the United States?
The Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think you'd find it the Secret Service under the Treasury Department. The Federal Bureau of Investigation is under the Attorney General. The Justice Department is not specifically charged with the protection of the President. But a box of Vitamins Plus to that lady and 2 tickets to next week's production here at the Tower Theater in Kansas City. Ken Barton in the center balcony.
I have a soldier here, Doctor.
The distance between bases of a baseball diamond or infield is 90 feet. I'll give you 18 silver dollars if you can tell me the number of square feet in the diamond. 5 seconds, please.
350 square feet.
Oh, I'm sorry, soldier. No, I think you'd find it 8,100 square feet. It's 90 by 90. You see, a baseball diamond is really square. So to get the square feet, you would simply multiply the distance between the bases, 90 feet times 90 is 8,100 square feet. But a box of Vitamins Plus to that soldier and 2 tickets to that street production here at the Tower Theater in Kansas City. Now, Thompson Holt from the left balcony.
I have a lady here, Doctor.
I'll pay that lady 5 silver dollars for each state that she can name that borders on the Mississippi River. There are 10 in all, and I'll give her 65 silver dollars if she names them all.
Missouri? Louisiana.
Louisiana?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin?
Ohio.
I'm sorry, I can't accept Ohio.
Indiana,
I'm sorry, I can't accept that one. No prompting, please.
Kentucky?
Tennessee? 5 seconds, please. Got half of them.
Illinois? Indiana.
No, I still can't accept Indiana.
Alabama?
No, I'm sorry, I can't take Alabama. You got 6 of them. I'm sorry, I'm afraid our time's up. I think you'd find the complete list would be Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas, Tennessee, Kentucky, Missouri, Illinois, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. But you got 6 of them, so 30 silver dollars to that lady.
Your name and address, please.
J.
Vivian Pecoraro, 508 South Quincy, Kansas City, Missouri.
Thank you. Congratulations to you. And now Webb Whitmer on my right downstairs.
I have a gentleman, Doctor.
19 silver dollars to that gentleman for this question. The chief of the German-American Bund was arrested recently in Mexico at the request of U.S. authorities. Wednesday, he faces trial on espionage charges in Hartford, Connecticut. Can you tell me his name?
No prompting, please.
5 seconds, please, sir. 3 seconds. Oh, I'm sorry. I think you'd find it Erhard Wilhelm Kunz, K-U-N-Z. But a box of vitamins plus to that gentleman and 2 tickets to next week's production here at the Tower Theater in Kansas City. Fred Weingarten, the center aisle downstairs.
I have a lady doctor.
I'm sure you remember the old song, Darling Nellie Gray. I'll give you $8 if you can tell me in which of the 48 states Nellie lived.
No prompting, please. Mm.
Darling Nellie Gray, it's in the words of the song. No prompting. Time's almost up.
Remember?
Oh, I'm sorry. I think you'd find it, remember, there's a low green valley on the old Kentucky shore, the state of Kentucky. But a box of vitamins plus to that lady and 2 tickets to next week's production here at the Tower Theater in Kansas City. Once more, we come to the right and wrong portion of the program now in which members of the theater audience will answer yes or no on their tally cards to the 6 right and wrong statements sent in last week by the radio audience. We take pleasure in announcing that only one person in this theater audience marked her tally card correctly last week. Mrs. J.D. Berry of 620 Henry Street, Excelsior Springs, Missouri. Congratulations, Mrs. Berry. You've been sent a check in the amount of $100 since last week's Mastermind Award was $100. Now I'll give you the correct answers to last week's right and wrong statements. And in just a moment, Mr. Anthony will tell you and our radio audience how you may win $200. These are the answers to last week's statements. The palm branch is used as an emblem of victory. Old-fashioned tin-type pictures were made on thin strips of iron. When the moon is at the quarter, one half of the disc is illuminated. There is no legal barrier to prevent the President of the United States from spending a major portion of his time elsewhere than in Washington. 1 ton of completely usable scrap iron can replace 5, not 10 tons of raw materials. And the famous Smithsonian Institute in Washington was not originally a branch of an educational institution in England. Now, those of you in the radio audience who would like to win $200 by furnishing the right and wrong statements, which the theater audience will answer next week, may hear the rules of the contest if you'll listen closely to Mr. Anthony.
You may win $200 by furnishing the 6 statements to be answered yes or no by the theater audience next week. You may send in as many sets of 6 statements as you wish, but be sure to include the front page of the booklet you will find inside a box of Vitamins Plus with each set of 6 statements you send in. The winner will be announced next Monday night, and your check will be mailed by that time. All entries become the property of Vitamins Plus, and the decision of the judges will be final. Entries to be used next Monday night must be postmarked not later than midnight Thursday. Address your entries to Dr. I.Q., 919 North Michigan, Chicago, Illinois. At any drug or department store, you can now get a box of Vitamins Plus for only 75 cents. And remember, Vitamins Plus gives you the important vitamins A and D, C, B1, G, and niacin, and also iron. Now again, here is Dr. I.Q.
Thanks, Alan Anthony. The contestant sending the winning set of right and wrong statements selected for tonight's program is Mrs. E. G. Culver, C-U-L-V-E-R, of 910 Fifth Avenue, Bay City, Michigan. Congratulations. Vitamins Plus has mailed you a check in the amount of $200. And here are the statements. I shall repeat each statement. Number one. Distemper is a special paint mixture used by artists. Distemper is a special paint mixture used by artists. Number two, Tecumseh, it was a brigadier general in the British Army during the War of 1812. Tecumseh was a brigadier general in the British Army during the War of 1812. Number three, the Catherine Archipelago in the Northern Pacific belongs to Russia. The Catherine Archipelago in the Northern Pacific belongs to Russia. Number four, the Jerusalem artichoke is a root of the common sunflower. The Jerusalem artichoke is a root of the common sunflower. Number five, the kings of Denmark and Norway are brothers. The kings of Denmark and Norway are brothers. Number six, the ore bauxite is the principal source of mercury for commercial purposes. The ore bauxite is the principal source of mercury for commercial purposes. Ladies and gentlemen, kindly pass those tally cards toward the center aisles as quickly and as quietly as possible in order that we may continue with the regular portion of our program as rapidly as possible. And we call on John Yost on my left downstairs.
I have a soldier in the standing audience, Doctor.
$13 to that soldier in the standing audience. If the audience will give us a real break now on this soldier, let's let him hear the question now, quiet as possible. The equator crosses Africa. What other continental mainland does it cross? No prompting, please. 5 seconds.
Australia.
Australia? No, I'm sorry. I think you'd find it South America. South America. But a box of vitamins plus to that soldier and 2 tickets to next week's production here at the Tower Theater in Kansas City. Now, Pat Dunn in the right balcony.
I have a gentleman, Doctor.
Here's one to test your powers of concentration. Listen closely as I cannot repeat this question. A man who was very absent-minded failed to pay his bills on time. One morning, he received notices informing him that his lights would be turned off. His water would be cut off, his telephone would be disconnected, the milk would not be left anymore, and the gas would be shut off if he didn't pay his bills by noon. His wife was furious at his carelessness, and he faithfully promised that he'd take care of them all that morning. He paid the light company, the water company, the dairy company, and the gas company. When he got home that night, his wife was practically speechless with fury. Now, I'll give you $19 if you can tell me without prompting which bill he forgot to pay.
The water bill.
The water bill? Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I think you'll find it the telephone bill. But a box of vitamins plus to that gentleman and 2 tickets for next week's production here at the Tower Theater. Now, Ken Barton in the center balcony.
I have a lady here, Doctor.
A book called Aids to Scouting was written many years ago to train British soldiers in guerrilla fighting against the Boers. A rewrite of this book is the manual of a famous youth organization. I'll pay you $15 if you can tell me the name of that organization. 5 seconds, please. 5 seconds, please. No prompting. 4 seconds. 3, 2, 1. A half. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll have to call time. You'd find it the Boy Scouts. The rewrite is called the Boy Scouts Manual. But a box of vitamins plus to that lady and 2 tickets to next week's production here at the Tower Theater. Now, Thompson Holtz in the left balcony.
I have a gentleman here, Doctor.
Once more, we come to that little monument to memory, the Thought Twister, which I'll say one time and one time only. If you can repeat it after me exactly as I say it, $35 will be winging your way. Are you ready for the Thought Twister?
Yes.
Ready? All right, here it is. Everyone be quiet. Give our contestant a real chance. Mary Perry is very wary, said Carrie to Larry. Mary Perry is very wary, Carrie, to her, said Larry.
Mary Wary is very wary to Harry.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. I think you'd find it, Mary Perry is very wary, said Carrie to Larry. Mary Perry is very wary, Carrie to her, said Larry. But a box of vitamins plus a nice round of applause for a good try and 2 tickets to next week's production here at the Tower Theater. Now, Webb Whitmer on my right downstairs.
I have a lady, Doctor.
Flying fortresses have gained an enviable reputation for their performance in this war. I'll give you $22 if you can tell me what aircraft manufacturing company owns the trademark rights to the term flying fortress.
No prompting, please.
5 seconds.
I can't think of it.
A famous company.
Oh.
3 seconds.
I can't think of it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think you'd find it Boeing, the Boeing Aircraft Company. But a box of vitamins plus to that lady and 2 tickets to next week's production here at the Tower Theater. Now, Fred Weingarth in the center aisle downstairs.
I have a gentleman, Doctor.
$23 to that gentleman for this one. There are 3 naval bases which our Navy Department calls its strategic triangle, providing for American control of the Eastern Pacific Ocean. 2 of these bases are Pearl Harbor and San Francisco. Can you tell me the 3rd naval base in this triangle?
San Diego.
San Diego? No, I'm sorry, sir. I think you'd find it Dutch Harbor. Recently, the first objective of North America proper to be bombed from the air. Dutch Harbor in Alaska. But a box of vitamins plus to that gentleman and 2 tickets to next week's production here at the Tower Theater. John Yost on my left downstairs.
I have a lady, Doctor.
$14 to that lady for this one. Last year's winner of the National Professional Tennis Championship Tournament was not able to play this year. He hurt his arm on the opening night of last year's professional barnstorming tour and still does not have full use of that arm. Can you tell me his name?
No prompting, please.
I'm sorry, Doctor. Oh. I'm not familiar with sports of any kind.
I'm awfully sorry, ma'am. I think you'd find it Perry. Fred Perry. But a box of vitamins plus to that lady and two tickets to next week's production here at the Tower Theater. Now, pat down in the right balcony.
I have a chief yeoman in the maritime service, Doctor.
Well, we'll pay that gentleman 25 silver dollars for all of this one. Just before Winston Churchill's visit to the United States, the White House had a visitor whose presence was kept an absolute secret until he left. He was a high personage in Russia. $9 silver dollars if you tell me his name, and $25 silver dollars if you tell me both his name and the position he holds with the Russian government. 5 seconds, please. No prompting. All right, sir. Time's almost up.
Molotov.
All right, Molotov is the man's name. You've earned $9 now. His position in Russia. No prompting, please. Molotov.
Is Minister of...
Minister of what? You've got it, I think.
I know what... What?
I think
has to do with the war effort.
All right, it has to
and
do...
And the materials and so forth.
Well, all right,
I can't think of the name of it.
I'm sorry. I think you'd find him Commissar. He was the Soviet foreign Commissar. But you got half of that question, so $9 silver to that gentleman.
Your name and address, please.
Your name and address, please.
Chief Yeoman Jack Hinton, United States Maritime Service, 520 Admiral, Kansas City, Missouri.
Thank you. Congratulations to you. Now, Ken Barton in the center balcony.
I have a gentleman here, Doctor.
Prince Albert, Duke of York, is no longer known by that name. I'll give you $21 silver if you can tell me the name by which he is now known. No prompting, please. Prince Albert, Duke of York. 5 seconds.
I'm sorry, I can't do it.
Oh, I'm sorry, too. I think you'll find it King George VI of England, the King of England. But a box of vitamins plus to that gentleman in the center balcony and two tickets to next week's production here at the Tower Theater, not Thompson Holst in the left balcony.
I have a lady here, Doctor.
$13 silver to that lady if she can tell me the temperature of the normal adult human mouth. Is it approximately 89 6/10 degrees Fahrenheit? Is it 98 6/10 degrees Fahrenheit? Or is it 96 8/10 degrees Fahrenheit?
96.
96? Oh, I'm sorry. I think you find it 98 6/10 degrees Fahrenheit. But a box of vitamins plus to that lady and two tickets to next week's production here at the Tower Theater. And now, here's a question for Alan C. Anthony. What is vitamins plus? I'll give you just 75 seconds to answer that question, Mr. Anthony.
Vitamins plus is not a pill. It's not a tablet. It's an easy-to-take capsule in which the effectiveness of 6 all-important health-giving vitamins and iron is preserved by a scientific process. And every man, woman, and child must have these 6 vitamins to enjoy good, vigorous health. Tonight, there are countless thousands of men and women who are taking a vitamin product containing 1, 2, 3 or more vitamins because they feel tired and listless. They're nervous and irritable and looking as dull and uninteresting as they feel. These people, as well as you men and women who need to take vitamins but are not taking them, should try fortifying their daily diet with Vitamins Plus. When you take Vitamins Plus, you get the benefits of vitamins A and D, C, B1, G, and niacin. And Vitamins Plus gives you more, additional elements of the B complex and iron. Now let me repeat, if you are taking a vitamin product containing 1, 2, 3 or more vitamins, or if you need to take vitamins because you are losing your natural sparkle and energy, try taking 2 tiny capsules of Vitamins Plus once a day. Then after 30 days, check up on yourself. See if you don't soon feel better, enjoy renewed energy, renewed interest in life. Remember, life begins with Vitamins Plus. The Dr. IQ program, sponsored by Vitamins Plus, will be heard next Monday night from the stage of the Tower Theater in Kansas City over these same stations and at the same time. Vitamins Plus is the multiple vitamin product recommended by Vicks, makers of Vicks Vapronol and Vicks Vapor Rub. Alan C. Anthony speaking. This program came to you from Kansas City. This is the National Broadcasting Company.